Welcome to Historinoms, where we retell Philippine history.
One, inuman, atata!
Is that in replacement of the echo?
Pero iba-iba siya every week.
Potato, potato, they both become vodka. My name is Bern.
And my blood type is IPA plus. I'm PX.
Craft beer.
Oh. Partida, kaka-search ko lang yan kanina before tayo
record. Oh my God, we're back again.
Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Kahit na alam kong pilano natin siya sa
video. Ilaban natin yan. Sige, ilaban natin siya.
Kinilig pa rin ako.
Okay, what do we have today?
Today, well, nangako ako last time na nagkwento ako na happy yung story na ikikwento ko. Which, in some way, I think kaya ko naman ilaban na masaya naman tong story na to. Kasi medyo, I wanna say uplifting, pero let's see. Kasi my story for today is about how na-introduce yung basketball sa Philippines.
Oh!
Yeah.
The favorite game of Filipinos.
The only game of Filipinos.
The only sport they know.
Only sport we know. Only sport we play. Basketball.
Basketball. Okay, this is interesting.
Yeah. So, pag sumasama ako sa mga UAP games nung college, sumusunod lang ako sa lahat ng mga ginagawa ng katabi ko.
Defense. Defense.
Oh, depends sa... Ganun.
Ay, hindi ko alam. I don't know how UST does it. So.
Oo nga pala.
Hindi kasi kami part ng UAP.
Redact! Redact!
Hindi part ng UAP ang Lycee. I'm sorry.
Lycee Boom. Inaasis ba natin noon?
Sorry, Lycee Boom.
Yes! So, strap yourselves in. Kasi this is gonna be another... Feeling ko may trend na yung story ko kasi... feeling ko yung story ko... Yung stories ko tend to... parang lean on America and our relationship with the US. So, sige, panindigan na natin.
Well, hindi natin may iwasan kasi malaki influence nila sa atin.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with their colonization after erratum from last time. We
addendum pala.
Addendum.
Addendum.
The United States did not defeat the Spanish for the Philippines. They bought us from Spain. So
technically, Spain only sold us because they were defeated by US. But we technicalities.
So... I think ano, may kinalaman yun sa Spanish American War.
Yeah.
Before, so
which and daming layers.
Yeah, well,
and to that story.
I think part of the treaty is for Spain to sell some of the colonies to the United States. I think. Mm.
Yeah, especially the Philippines,
like Cuba, the Philippines, Mexico. I don't know. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But
also,
it's gonna be a different topic.
Also, should we say na may drinking game tayo for this episode?
Oh yeah. We got bored, so we're playing a game.
Para malaking engagement.
Para may para may variation naman, hindi kayo mabore masyado.
Interactive game kasi pwede rin siya laruin ng lahat ng mga nakikinig.
Oh, actually, yes. So if you're listening to this and you're drinking, join.
Which you should.
What's the drinking game?
Every time I say the word sports,
okay,
mag-shot tayo lahat.
Okay.
And our response shall be...
Responsorial Sam. Sam pala, Sam. Sam. Parang salmon.
Hindi na nga dapat ang magka-comment.
Salmon. Okay, game. Sige, every time okay. You say sports, take a shot. Yeah. Okay, game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so bear with me kasi kanina ko lang to binasa. And
so much for research.
Yeah. Again, ayokong gusto ko, above all, gusto ko maging transparent na wala akong alam sa lahat ng ginagawa ko. And
to be fair naman, parang nabigla tayo dito kasi wala yeah. pala tayong banked episodes.
Okay. Sige, hindi ko alam kung saan ako magsistart actually, eh, pero...
From the very beginning.
Our whole universe. Okay. The Philippines, tapos Spanish-American War, di ba? Like you, what mm-hmm. you said. Tapos the US got us. Tapos, ang plan nila was parang... Well, medyo sketchy, sneaky lang kasi gusto talaga nila tayo maging colonized territory. But...
Yeah.
Yung Philippine Revolution kasi started even before nagka-war yung Spain and US. So gusto pa rin talaga nila na maging independent country tayo. Pero the US was like gusto ko pa rin na maging part ng US territories tong Philippines kasi it's like the most na strategic na place dito sa Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So they were looking for ways para ma-control yung or parang mapakalma lang yung lahat ng mga revolting forces dito sa Philippines after the Spanish-American War. Nagkaroon ng Philippine-American War and then may mga katipuneros pa rin na nagkipaglaban sa mga Amerikano para maging independent pa rin yung country natin. And yung US, one of the ways which they thought of para mapakalma yung mga Filipinos is sports. Oh, I said it.
Shot!
So, shot! Hindi ko sinadya yun, pero ano. Oh, no. Instant regret.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, yeah. So, yun yung way nila. Which was parang, kasi ang thinking nila was, was a way to tame the natives. Kasi medyo volatile pa yung feelings ng mga Pilipino na may, after getting rid of Spain, magkakaroon na naman ng isa pang colonizer which was the US. Para kunin tayo, hindi tayo magiging independent.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the ways that they thought to calm us down was to use athletics para hindi tayo masyado, like parang it was a sort of social diversion. Para hindi tayo mag-focus masyado on like revolting and parang stirring up riots everywhere, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
This was an interesting note I have lang kasi parang kinategorize kasi nila yung Philippines into parang three major parts at that time. So meron yung Mountain Province in the north, yung Moro Province in the south, and then everywhere else na may Christian Filipinos na influence na ng Spain. And this is funny kasi meron isang American na I wanna say coach na nag-organize ng baseball team sa Jolo. Tapos
okay.
He got like a few Filipinos para magtayo ng baseball team and nakipaglaban sila sa baseball team ng Zamboanga. Tapos
okay.
Nanalo sila over Zamboanga and after nila manalo, they held like a feast or celebration. Tapos ginawa nila ng honorary datu itong coach nila, si Michael O'Holligan. Ginawa nila ng okay. honorary datu kasi nanalo sila over Zamboanga. So parang congrats.
Congrats on the first American datu.
Datu.
of Sulu.
Of Sulu or Jolo? Jolo.
Well, Jolo is in Sulu. So,
yeah, same thing. I know things. Tapos, yeah, so parang at that time, they were using athletics and sports. Let's just do it.
Shot.
They were using athletics and sports para maging introduced as one of the basic subjects sa elementary schools na tinuturoan nila dito sa Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what I said, medyo they were using it as a sort of social diversion para ma-distract yung mga Filipinos with coming to terms sa US rule.
Yeah. I saw that.
I know.
You consciously avoided saying that word.
Should I not? Para, eh, kasi baka malasing din yung mga listeners. Hindi ko rin naman sure kung sumusunod sila sa sinasabi natin.
That's the point of this podcast.
Sige. Sports.
That was deliberate. I hate you. Maubos na yung alcohol ko.
That's why you always buy more. Yeah, so kasi parang the reason why they were using that thing, para ma-distract yung mga Filipinos from revolting, kasi daw it was a way for them to refrain from activities of lawless character. So parang feeling nila na pag hindi nila binigay to sa Filipinos, baka mag-riot sila because they still wanted to be independent. Tapos, that was for the non-Christian Filipinos. For the Christian Filipinos naman na na-influence ng Spain, yung main comment nila was, these Christian Filipinos were lacking industry. So, in short, tamad. Kasi, they would notice Filipino farmers taking long breaks during midday kasi daw masyado mainit, so they would take long breaks para maguwain yung init ng araw and then they would start working again. Tapos the way na na-influence tayo ng mga ng Spanish ng siestas, like basically kahit anybody na Christian Filipino would take part in siestas after lunch. And they noticed then na parang this parang laziness or indolence was a form of resistance. It's from the Spanish then before. Kasi parang magtatamad-tamad daw tayo because it was a sort of rebellion sa mga Spaniards na nagsabi sa atin na forced labor. You guys do what we tell you to do. So, sumunod lang kayo sa amin. And then ang gagawin ng Filipino was, oh, sorry. Siesta na lang muna kami.
Sorry, brain go night night.
Brain go night night.
Pero, oh my god, ha? Parang Rizal would like to have a word. La indolencia de los Filipinos.
Oh.
Yeah, the indolence of the Filipinos.
Which, you know, ties back to.
Yeah. Basically, pareho sila ng sinabi ng Spain.
Which was? I know this, Filipino. Pero sige, tell me more.
Natamad ang Filipino. That's why pero, Rizal wrote La Indolencia de los Filipinos. Kasi he defended na we're not lazy.
Ah, okay. Okay, good. Kasi I would say the same. Na parang, we only got that from you.
I know, so, right?
Please.
That's rich, Spain. That...
Yeah, right. Tapos parang they noticed that more from the Christian Filipinos. There was this one YMCA. YMCA. Secretary General of the Philippines, si J.M. Groves.
Mm-hmm.
Ang sabi niya was, sports!
Mm-hmm.
Nagbabasa lang ako sa notes ko, so. was a means of addressing the cultural problem of native indolence as well as deteriorating masculinity of the youth.
Oh, wow.
So, parang sinabi rin na parang, nagtatamad-tamad yung mga Pilipinas. So, they're less masculine and parang less like a man. Or an ideal man.
Wow, okay.
I know. Surprise, we're going into gender politics. And oh, ito pa. Parang athletics was a way daw for them to mold modern citizens out of the partly civilized Christian Filipinos. Partly civilized. I want to say that again and again and again. And ito yung pinaka ano eh, ito yung pinaka nakakagago na quote. They said Filipinos were elevated above the level of other Oriental and tropical races because of European colonization. But God. Yung European okay. ideas daw were still, or parang they still fell short to American ideas. So,
that's so
labanan ng mga whites.
It's the, I know, it's the whitest thing I've heard
ever.
Today.
Ever?
No, not, maybe I would, not ever. I wouldn't say ever. Pero for today, at least.
Okay, at least I got that.
Sobrang white na.
Feeling ko yun yung trend ng lahat ng mga stories ko so far is just being white.
what is this white nonsense, Brenda?
So, yeah. And another American, part of the Philippine Bureau of Education at that time, si O. Garfield Jones, said na one of the reasons why they were justifying colonizing the Philippines was they thought na if they left the Philippines to its own parang accord, ang mangyayari was magagawa sila ng government made up of a small oligarchy. So kung sino yung may pinakamalaking share ng land sa Philippines, siya yung magiging parang big boss ng government. And then, parang magkakandasira-sira na lang daw yung Philippines on its own. So, the reason why they kept doing whatever they were doing para ma-educate yung Philippines was because they were just doing it para maging better yung Philippines. Which, you know.
It's the white savior complex.
Yes, exactly. It's, we need the whites para mabuhay tayo ng maayos.
Yeah, they do that in Africa.
They do that everywhere.
They do it everywhere, yeah.
So parang nung time na yun, they were using sports.
Oh, shoot. Oh, basta yung sojo ko.
Yeah, so parang at that time, they were using athletics as a form na parang mapakalma yung mga Pilipino na ano, parang maglaro-laro lang tayo ng games, guys. And nobody needs to revolt against anybody dito. We got you. Until the time that they introduced basketball. So, everybody here in the Philippines knows basketball, right?
Yes, even the Viva Hot Babes.
How?
Basketball.
Kasi basketball. Okay. Okay. Iniisip ko kung...
Tama ba ako? Viva Hot Babes, di ba?
I-shoot mo ang basketball.
I-shoot mo na ang ball. I can't believe I did that.
I'm so glad na nandito ka para ma-correct lahat ng mga mistakes ko ng lahat ng mga Viva Hot Babes lyrics.
It's what I exist for.
Oh.
To correct if you made the wrong Viva Hot Babes lyrics.
Life purpose. Yeah, so parang the way that they introduced basketball was sa US kasi, they were big on using parang femininity to impose vulnerability and innocence. So, parang mind you, this was parang peaking World War I na, and they were coming up with propaganda against like yung mga forces that may or may not be ready to parang attack sa kanila. So they were using like the female form sa mga propaganda nila, like sa mga caricatures or cartoons or whatever illustrations that they were gonna publish sa magazines or newspapers, they were using the feminine form para mag-instill ng innocence and vulnerability sa mga American people. Uh-huh. And this was kind of parang, there was another goal to this kasi it was a way for them to underscore then the role of women in the emerging society. So, it was a way for them to downplay yung role ng women. And all. Tapos, but I don't know if this had any parang conscious effect on their decision to introduce basketball sa Philippines. Kasi basketball in the Philippines was introduced as early as 1905.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, yung earliest record that I have of them introducing basketball was in 1910, there was this American school teacher na nag-introduce ng basketball sa students niya na mga babae kasi yung mga students niya na girls were always being absent sa mga classes kasi daw masakit yung ulo nila or masakit yung other parts ng body nila kasi at this time wala pang inclement weather eh. So hindi pa sila makakapag-reklamo. So, one way that they thought of parang motivating yung students nila to come to classes more and more was through, I'm gonna sports. Say it, sports.
Shot.
Gagawin na ba natin to every episode?
Oh, God.
Okay. So, that was one thing that they thought of doing para ma-motivate yung students nila. And it worked. Kasi parang naganahan yung mga girls niya to parang go to school more because they were going more for basketball instead of actually parang going to school for other classes. Ganun. And this was in 1910. So, parang... also, this was in Zambales.
Okay.
So, at that time then, na-start na nila i-introduce yung basketball sa public school systems nila in the Philippines. So, parang PE. They were introducing PE na and they said, women can play basketball sa PE nila. Tapos, the following years, they started introducing tournaments na rin. Inter-scholar tournaments for women's basketball. And it was getting more and more popular. Parang more and more people were starting to parang really like seeing women's basketball. Ganyan. And remember si O. Garfield Jones? Yung guy mm-hmm. na nagsabi na parang if we leave the Philippines... Teka lang, baka cancel ako kapag mali yung sinabi ko. Yeah, siya yung nagsabi na parang if we leave the Philippines, baka maging oligarchy yung government or whatever. Yeah, okay. siya rin yung nagsabi na parang basketball was actually helpful for little girls kasi it was helpful in them being and developing into healthy and vigorous mothers who has a sense of parang fair play and cooperation na pwede nila ituro sa mga children nila or whatever. And then,
okay.
Tapos, basketball for women was getting more and more and more popular na until na parang in-introduce nila sa national tournaments. So, like, women were playing basketball against each other like sa national tournaments na and all. Pero, guess who came to crash the party?
Men?
Well, men? That's close. It's the church.
Oh, crap.
The church and which other conservative made of men. Groups. Which is made of men. So, technically, you win. Yeah, so parang sabi nila, women shouldn't be playing basketball because... basketball was a rigorous sport. So, masyado daw nakakapagod. It was too much of a strenuous activity for women to be playing. And, parang, women shouldn't be playing basketball because women should exercise physical restraint and refinement. So, anything more than that, dapat hindi nilalaro ng mga women. And this is, ito yung pinaka ridiculous part. Kasi when women were playing basketball at this time, they wore bloomers. Just imagine women parang wearing leggings and then over those leggings parang merong baggy na genie pants.
Okay.
Na hanggang sa parang below the knee. Ganun. Yeah, that was what they were wearing when they were playing basketball, which is modest.
It is.
Right? Like, it's pretty modest, but the church was against it because women shouldn't be wearing manly outfits now. So, they called for like a women shouldn't be wearing bloomers, so women should be wearing skirts over the bloomers. So, parang women would be wearing leggings or stockings. Tapos yung bloomers nila. And then skirts over the bloomers. So parang pinapahirapan lang nila yung mga babae na naglalaro ng basketball at this time.
Actually, which, yeah. Because you know, that's like three layers?
Three layers or more. Hindi ko alam kung anong sinusot pa ng ibang women at that time.
Oh my God. Na-imagine ko yung mga like women wearing ball gowns and playing basketball.
Playing basketball?
Like,
parang imagine Marie Antoinette. Levels of ano.
Why the hell not?
you may petticoat pa.
You want a skirt? I'll give you a skirt.
Sorry, spiteful.
Okay.
Yeah, pero nag-relent yung Bureau of Education. Tapos sabi nila, women should wear skirts over their bloomers. But, at this time, medyo, they were kind of too late. Kasi at that time, parang more and more conservative groups were saying na, besides the bloomers thing, parang sabi nila na, I think basketball is too much of a physical sport for women. So maybe let's not let women play basketball muna. So tinanggal yung national tournaments for women sa basketball. So ona tira na lang sa women were like interscholar na lang through local schools. And then hanggang sa nawala na lang yung popularity in women playing basketball, hanggang sa nag-fade out na lang. And then what replaced basketball for women was softball and volleyball, which explains why mas maraming women na nagpa-play ng volleyball ngayon. Kasi parang we were geared into more women playing volleyball before.
Which I don't understand, kasi strenuous activity din naman ng softball and volleyball.
Oh, I have a quote explaining why mas better daw yung volleyball sa women. Okay. They said na para prejudice against women. Okay, wait. Let me go back to my source. Sabi ko hindi na ako mag narrate ng binabasa ko na source eh, pero okay. So sabi nila basketball is too intense. Volleyball daw was better because there is no physical contact and every person covers their own zones, so there's not much running involved, which women can't run. And ito pa, ito yung parang cherry on top. Women use both hands to hit the ball, which is a grateful sight to behold.
What?
I think this was written by a woman din naman.
What?
I feel like that was written by a pervert.
God, I can't believe that.
Yeah, so yun yung sinabi nila about volleyball. It was better for women kasi apparently they were into women using both of their hands nung time na yun.
Oh, maybe because diba, when you hit the ball sa volleyball, you use both hands. Tapos naka-outstretch siya sa harapan ng woman.
So is this gonna be a cleavage thing?
Mas yeah, the boobs get squeezed and then
cleavage.
Nakikita mo yung cleavage ng woman. So
you could do that with men too. Let's just.
I know, but women have, you know, bigger boobs.
Let's just i-cover natin yung gay community fan base natin. Gays can play volleyball too.
I know, they're fiercer, but pero I mean in the context nung sinabi ng quote na yan.
Maybe yeah, I get that.
And Jesus Christ, it's so perv. And
yeah.
I'm annoyed.
It was never said if babae or lalaki yung nag-write nung excerpt na yun. But
100,
that screams man.
I know, 100 pesos says man.
69 pesos says man.
I mean, God.
Yeah, so until na parang nag-fade out na yung popularity ng women's basketball and women were like delegated more into softball and volleyball hanggang sa nagkaroon ng sarili ng team yung men's basketball. Until, you know, naging popular na yung men's basketball from interscholar to like intercollegiate. So, until we got UAP, hanggang sa nasanay tayo na men were more geared to play basketball instead of women. Pero women yung nag-pave ng way for basketball to be played dito sa Philippines. So,
I know.
Fuck everybody else. Vagina wins over everything tonight. Women did it first. Oh, by the way, I couldn't find any reliable source to say if this was true. Pero one of the sources I had said na one of the parang prominent players of basketball when they started in the Philippines was yung wife ni Manuel Quezon, which was si Aurora Quezon.
Aurora Aragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yung mother ni Marcos.
I have no idea.
Si Josefa Marcos.
What's her? Edralin?
I don't know if it's true. Josefa Edralin Marcos, yeah. Which I don't know if this was true, but you know, ikaw bahala, whatever you want to believe.
Gusto ko na when it comes to Marcos, as we always question if it's true.
Or not.
I mean, sige, sabihin natin Aurora Aragon, no questions about it.
No questions about it. Feeling ko naglalo talaga siya ng basketball.
But when you say Josefa Edralin,
just imagine parang si Aurora Quezon, 3-point shooter.
I would really think that it was like that. Yeah, I mean, she's a fierce woman.
Honestly, I wouldn't parang doubt it any other way. Hmm. Also, just to cap off my story, sports.
Wala na akong drinks. That was nice. That was nice. It's nice to know, or at least it's nice to tell our audiences that it was women who first played basketball, like nationwide, yes, here in the Philippines. So suck on that, men.
Yeah, parang everything came from the vagina.
I know, and they keep forgetting that.
Yeah, let's not forget. I have a lot of respect for vaginas.
Those are very strong organs. It could take a lot. Another lesson I have from this is the only thing worse than men is or are men in church.
Oh. So, mabilis nga lang yung participation nila sa story ko, but ang lakas ng impact nila, no?
I know, it always is. Oh, well. That was nice.
Yeah, diba? This story has it all. Sabi ko nga.
History would never lie. So, suck on that. It was women first.
Parang women's power. The only thing powerful than a liberal gay is a liberal lesbian.
Anyway, Thank you so much for listening.
Uh-huh.
That was a fun story, and I hope you liked it.
Yeah, for the most part, it was fun naman, so...
It was. It's very educational. Na parang all along, we thought basketball is a man's sport here in the Philippines. But lo and behold.
Yeah, it's a...
Your mama did it first.
Yeah. Your grandmama did it first.
But yeah, if you like that story, if you'd like to... tell us that you like that story. You can contact us on our socials. It's at Historinoms on Twitter and Historinoms Podcast on Facebook, at Historinoms as well on Instagram. Ang gulo nun, sorry.
Yeah, I know. Sabihin ko pa lang sana at Historinoms din tayo sa Instagram.
Yeah.
Kahit na wala pa kaming laman sa Instagram.
I know. And follow us on
We're working on that.
Yeah. Follow us also on Spotify. And we're working on Apple Podcasts. So hang tight.
Yeah, one day. Well, maybe one day.
Yeah, baka next week.
Tell us what you want us to talk about. If meron kayong interesting history story.
Yeah.
Na gusto nyong ikwento namin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say our email?
No.
It's at... sorry. It's tarahistorinoms@gmail.com.
Alright. And now I love.
Yeah. Wala na kaming alak. And this is where we say goodbye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys. And always remember, vaginas always win.
I know. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye.